verses 4 and 5 tell us the next evil. Pride will provoke God's enmity. Adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? By the way, adulterers, why does he use in verse 4, why does he call Christians adulterers and adulteresses? Well, it's very interesting. What he says is, in fact, you might want to turn back there. If you keep your finger here, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Interesting thought that you ought to think about your Christian life in spiritual terms of marriage. 2 Corinthians 11. This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 1 and 2. Oh, that you would bear with me a little in my folly. Indeed, you do bear with me. Here's verse 2. For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. Now we're going to see a little bit later in this verse that the Spirit of God jealously yearns within. See, it's the same context as chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians. Verse 2, for I have betrothed you to one husband. You know what Paul said soul winning was and leading people to Christ? It was betrothing people to Jesus Christ. When you lead someone to Christ, they become engaged to Jesus Christ. They're going to marry him someday. You need to tell them about that. You need to tell them about that it's more than fire insurance. It's a relationship. That's what this is, life eternal, knowing, intimately knowing God. But he describes it as, I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. What's the adultery? We'll go back to chapter 4 of James with me. Look at verse 4. You are adulterers and adulteresses when friendship with the world produces enmity with God. Didn't quite get it yet, James. We'll keep reading verse 4. Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now that's a pretty strong word. Enemy of God speaks of God fighting against us. It's a military term. How does that happen? Whoever wants to be a friend of the world. How do you become friends with people? Well, you got to listen and spend time with them and show attraction toward things they're attracted toward and be in touch with them and kind of go the way they're going. I mean, that's what friendship is. You know what the Bible says? If you want to be a friend, show yourself friendly. If you want to have friends, what is that? You walk with them, you talk with them, you sit with them, you kind of start going the same direction they're going. Now, look what it says here. Whoever, therefore, wants to go the same direction as the world, wants to be interested in what the whole world is interested in. Remember, we already established last week, the whole world lies in the hands of the wicked one. So this whole planet, every part of the educational, political, economic, social system of this planet is totally infected with Satan's evil and his lies. And if we want to love that and get in step with that and go in the same direction with that and spend time with that, God says when you choose that, it's committing spiritual adultery, number one. And number two, it makes us God's enemy, because he said you cannot walk in step. Amos 3:3 says, can two people walk together except they be agreed? If we walk in friendship with the world, we have to agree with the world. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself the enemy of God. Why? Verse 5, don't you think the scriptures say in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. You know what God says? I want you to be thinking about me. I want your eyes to be set above. You are engaged to me. Why do you keep putting your eyes on and getting in love with this place, this planet? Well, pride promotes enmity with God. Finally, the last thing that pride does in verse 6, pride will prevent my spiritual growth. That's why it says in the beginning of verse 6, God resists the proud. God will, and the word is antitacitai. It's a military term meaning to battle against. God will come alongside of us and let the air out of our tires. He will derail us. He will do whatever it takes. He battles against us when we allow pride into our lives. It's just like it's an uphill climb. You ever said, boy, I can't get anywhere. The heavens are brass. Do a little pride check and see whether or not pride is preventing your spiritual growth, whether or not pride is producing anxiety and plundering your prayers and provoking enemies, poisoning relationships and all that. How do we get out of that? Well, let's Let's real quickly go to verse 10, and that's where I want to conclude this morning.